You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, happy summer, everybody. Welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, back with a fresh episode with some amazing entrepreneurs. I thought I'd check in with you guys. How's your summer going? As you can see, I'm in the middle of a move, getting the office together, still putting the panels up. I'm really excited to see you. Thank you to Katosin for this episode of The Startup. And our lighting is still, there you go, Katosin. It actually is an amazing skincare product by the Dr. Nicole Hare. She actually did a scientific study with some and peer-reviewed to mock oxytocin to give you that love glow. So shout out to Dr. Nicole Hare. Thank you for sponsoring this episode. Guys, let's jump right into it. I'm really excited to bring on Dr. Melissa. And Dr. Melissa, welcome to The Startup. How are you?
I'm great, Monique. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you so much for doing this last minute. I really would love for us to go full screen so our listeners and viewers could get to know you. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the folks here in LA Talk Radio land.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me, Monique. My name is Dr. Melissa Balizan. I am aware of many hats. I'm a pharmacist, I'm an executive producer, and my biggest thing is to educate people on their health and wellness and help them live a more vibrant and longer life. I want to make sure that people understand that you can optimize your medications, and yes, that means getting off of some that aren't necessary. That includes supplements as well. I am a great resource for providers and practitioners, and I am the pharmacist you want to know and have in your pocket. My expertise stretches vastly because I bring together both Eastern and Western medicine, and I have a unique way of being able to blend them together and look at the whole picture of health. When you go to see your current physician, most of the time you go in for one problem, but there's often a multifaceted aspect to that. So those are one of the things that I bring. On my show, where I'm the executive producer, we'll talk a little bit about that, Monique. I bring education and entertainment because I want people to understand that they have a voice and a choice when it does come to their health. And it's going and talking to your physician, that is one option, but there might be another option for you. So I have a way of being able to look at the root cause, look at your symptoms, and we figure out what is the best choice for you, because medication might not be the right choice. Supplements might be the right choice. You may need something alternative. You may need a blend of the two. So I'm happy to be here tonight, and that's a little bit about me, and let's have a chat.
Thank you so much, Dr. Melissa. You know what? This is really timely. I think the world is changing and there's a lot of things coming at folks. So being uniquely entrepreneurial, being uniquely female, and having that be two things that we have in common, and also dealing with all the things in the world, I really love that you are premiering your show on the Woman's Channel. We'll talk about that soon. Congratulations. That's a big achievement.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I love that you are going down this path of a holistic 30,000 foot view, right? So someone's, pathology and sociology and experiences and work, whatever is on their plate, comes into full view when you're mapping them and you're putting out a plan for them. So I love that you're mixing East and West. I think it's really, really smart of you. Let's talk before we get into that. We want to know here at The Startup, how did you know you were a healer? How did you know this was your call? When did you answer the call? What did it look like for you?
So that came up many, many, many years ago. I questioned physicians when I was young. And I remember going into a doctor's office and saying, what kind of grades did you get, and kind of steering them and kind of figuring out, okay, because if you graduate with an A or a D, they still call you doctor for medical practice. So I started kind of young, kind of just trying to feel my way around. My mom had an illness when I was younger, and the doctors just kept giving her the runaround. They wouldn't give her, they're like, oh, we don't really know. It might be this, might be that. And so I kind of started looking, and I'm like, you know what? there's got to be a better way. You know, we need to understand that there's not always one path for things. And so it started really early on with her. And then as I steered my path through through school, I love science and math. And so I thought, okay, well, let me go in. And I didn't at that time. I was like, I'm not going to be a physician. I'll faint at the sight of blood. So I thought, well, let me go into pharmacy. And so with the world of pharmacy, it opened the door for me for so many aspects, because I was able to train in pharmacy, learn the medications, learn the body, learn the supplements, learn things that doctors don't know, you know. So I learned about nutrition and all of these different things from early on. And that world of pharmacy allowed me to go in many facets. So even though I started young and I started branching out, and my goal at pharmacy school, I was going to develop a cure for my mom. I was like, okay, I'm going to develop a cure. That didn't quite happen. We kind of came up with a supplement regimen that her physician approved. And along the way, things have changed, you know, so I was able to go and steer people. I'm like, okay, there's got to be a way to optimize what we do. And so my path has kind of expanded over the years of a little bit this way, a little bit that way, but it's always centered back around helping people optimize and understand that they do have a voice and a choice, because it's not just one way. It's not, you know, just take the medication and hope. There's a lot of things that go into it.
Yes, I love what you're saying here. And I like that it kind of reminds me of, well, moving's on the forefront of my brain, but you're wiggling the box this way. You're putting that puzzle piece in to where it fits in your car, in your truck, but in your life, in your body. Hey, that didn't work for Sue here, but it might work for Melissa or Monique here. So I love that you're saying you can be the master of your puzzle piece for your health. And I want to know, what do folks need to know about what you offer that's unique to your practice, unique to your brand, unique to your show that's coming up? Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yes. So as I said, I am a pharmacist. And so that is very unique for, I'm not going to say I'm a coach because I don't quite like that, but I do coach you along the way. I'm a consultant. That's the consultant concierge. I offer you very individualized boutique service with that high level education behind it. Because yes, the puzzle piece might fit for Sue, but it might not fit for Monique. And so along the way, I have to tweak things. So it's not a cookie cutter. And so many things are cookie cutter. So that is very unique to me. It is not a cookie cutter approach. Everything is very individualized to you to help you. Somebody comes to me to get off of an anti-anxiety or an antidepressant medication, and it may take one person 6 months to get off, and the next person can be on the same exact medication, but it takes us a year and a half. And it does that because we do it in an approach that it's sustainable, because I don't want you to have to go back on that medication. Yeah. And so many out there, they'll say, oh, we can get you off of it, but it's a very cookie cutter. And if you don't have the support on the back end with the spiritual, mental, emotional health, you're going to be right back on that medication.
Yeah, you're going to be grasping for what you know to soothe that. So we can just talk. We talked on the phone. Let's just get into it. I'm going to give you guys, listeners and viewers, a little peekaboo. I'll pull the curtain back a little because, you know what, I'm 48 and F it. Let's just be transparent. So since I'm 19, I have been dealing with panic disorder, and I don't like to be a victim of that or complain about that. I'm also an athlete, a track star, and I am very empowered with that. That gave me the tools in my toolbox as a young lady to do what I do now, right? So those were the little pebbles along my road. But I noticed on the freeway, and yes, the traffic is crazy here in Southern California, we still love it, but I found myself having panic attacks in the car, and that's not a good place to have those when you're getting medicated for panic attacks. I built up a tolerance and over the years started self-medicating a lot with wine. And yes, I have a wine business. I love wine. I've now at my 48 years old on the planet have tried to do that, not tried to have balanced that out. But so when you are being prescribed things to numb you, and I remember being prescribed something that numbed me like a zombie. I just didn't care. And there was an SSRI. That did not work for me. I was working out and all the things. So now at 48, when I go to the doctor and I say, I know exactly what works. I've been through the whole list of everything. This works. This does not. This sends me on a spiral. When you have a client that does know what works for them and the medicine that works for them is being abused, right? What do you tell someone like in that situation, right? Because the thing that works for me is very popular amongst people that love to party. And it's like, oh my God, I need my medicine. But what do you think about that?
So the way I approach that is, we get to learn and know our bodies and figure out what works for us. And if you can be honest with yourself and honest with your physician who needs to prescribe that medication, because if it's a controlled medication, it has to be prescribed. And you walk through that scenario with them and understand and get, and I can give you language with that when we talk about that. It is for a certain reason. You know, you don't just take it all the time. You don't take it to party. You take it when you're in that panic moment where nothing, absolutely nothing else will work for you. And it is that instant relief that you need. And so in those instances, we just have to do that. We have to support you as an individual, as a patient, and we monitor it. You know, and as long as we can monitor you and we can see that you're not abusing the medication and that it is for that time and place where it is more crucial and safer for you to take that medication than to put yourself in a car accident or whatever else, then that is very appropriate for you. And so I think just being honest with yourself and honest with your provider that needs to prescribe that is the best key, you know. And if you are trying to wean yourself off of something like that, it is very crucial that you do it with the right person, because those are things that are highly addictive. And so if you don't come off of them correctly, then you could have problems. We could have withdrawal symptoms. You could have other severe problems besides just the panic attack that could happen. So there's kind of the twofold in there. And of course, you know, I'm the pharmacist you want to talk to if you want to get off of something or switch. But yeah, I think it is just, you know, being honest. And I think, and that's key with our health right now. We have to be honest with ourselves, because even oftentimes we think, okay, we're healthy. We do this, we do that. We're stressed to the max. We're high level exec women who are doing all the things. And we
all
just
the
think,
things,
okay.
Dr. Melissa, say it again for the seats in the back. It's Sunday. We're having church. Say it again, girl.
We're high level exec women. We do all those things and we just pile the stress on and we don't even realize it when we come to that breaking point. Yeah. And I mean, I came to a breaking point and I had to have surgery. It was severe, you know, and it's just to that point. So you have to be able to realize and be honest with yourself. Okay, this isn't working anymore, or this is the only thing that works and I need a better plan.
Yes. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that. And I hope that you are on the mend. I trust you on the mend. You look like you are still doing it and smiling. And I hate that you had to have surgery, but you're right. We have to be honest about ourselves so we can be honest with the person that's there to help. So you have to say, I have an addictive personality, or I don't work out, or I do work out, or this is how much I drink, or this is how much I work, or this is how much I stress. Like, I think connecting the dots and being really honest is great, because you have to do that in business. So you might as well just go on, do it with your life. You'll be better off in the long run. Dr. Melissa Belizean is our PharmD specialist. So folks, drop into the chat, ask Dr. Melissa your burning questions about the pharmaceutical world. Okay, you guys, I'm giving you the tea here. I'm giving you access to Dr. Melissa. Also, you can go at us on Startup with Monique LeRae on Instagram. You can at me on Facebook at Monique LeRae. And I want to know, you can also email us the startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. That's the startup with Monique LeRae at gmail.com. Ask me some questions so I can forward them to Dr. Melissa. Dr. Melissa, please plug where folks can link in with you. Let's say someone's going through perimenopause. Let's say that they're going on a trip. Let's say that they're starting a business, whatever this case might be. Let's plug you so they can connect with you.
Absolutely. You can reach me on my website, Dr. Melissa Balizan, or LinkedIn or Facebook, Dr. Melissa Balizan. Reach out to me and then look for my new TV show coming, because we'll be having lots of education and entertainment on various things like perimenopause.
Okay. And I think there's going to be some fun things in there that you're going to cover everything. So I'm really excited. I want you back on the show. Let's check in really soon with one another. Thank you for stepping up and being here. And you have a beautiful rest of your Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor. All right, you guys, I just want to clarify. I just got the moniker Dr. Monique LeRae. It's of humanities and philosophy. Okay. So not by any means what Dr. Melissa does, and mad respect to her. Guys, get me those questions or just go to us directly. We'd love to have you chime in. Next up, we've got Miss Liz at the Startup. Miss Liz Lerner, how's it going? Welcome to the Startup.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here. It is wonderful of you to have me.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I got to say, your move-in game is tighter than mine. You've got your bookcase going. You've got some art. Your hair looks moisturized. Your face looks moisturized. You look like you got a nap. Maybe that's your next book. You'll tell us how to
My next book. No nap. Yeah. And this was the first thing that got put together, because here we are on the screen, right?
I'm over here looking like I'm in somewhere else, but the show must go on. Let's go full screen. Miss Liz, tell everybody who you are to the listeners and viewers.
Okay. So my name is Liz Gall Lerner. I am someone who helps you master all those really hard conversations. It might be at work, it might be with a partner. But the most important conversation to master is with yourself, right? So I have been a psychotherapist for 4 decades. I've been a transformational coach for 2. And I love helping people understand how to connect their energy to their purpose and understand what that purpose is and get all of that stuff, that anxiety or judgmental thoughts or problems that have been really bothering people for a long time and they've tried to work it out. I do an accelerated method that really helps people get centered, clear, and ready to do what they want to do from their heart.
Okay, this is so timely, and I love that this is going in with, we've got a little east-west and psychotherapist as well, which can be on any continent. I don't know. Do we call certain psychological methods east or west, like we do tangible medicine?
Yeah. So, the way I'd like to talk about that is, yes, we do. And so, for example, I started out as an art therapist, right? And I started out with an art therapist, 1, because I'm an artist, but 2, because it's a symbolic language that people have. You don't have to talk. Right?
Well, isn't that nice? I'm on LA Talk Radio, but it's nice to not talk. But
you know what I mean? Like, if it's hard to say something, there can be another way to get there, and then you get to talk. And when I was working, like, in hospitals and things like that, I found that people were focused on what was wrong because that, you know, a diagnosis, right? Not necessarily what was right.
Right?
What the strengths are.
Right.
And so for a bit, I left that and I was running a lot of psychoeducational stuff. It's how I started coaching. That really was from the physical to the spiritual, right? Yeah. So yes, it's a meta situation, right?
Yes, 30,000 foot view.
Right, where we're taking everything that can help and putting it together in the right way for that individual person.
Right. Really, really good. And so I love your curiosity and your approach. It's kind of like music therapy, art therapy, you backing into it in a way that's not so confrontational until it needs to be. It sounds like, or I could be wrong.
Well, what's funny is when people say art therapy and they go, oh my God, to draw something? And it's like, no.
That's not it. Can come in all forms of art.
Right? It's just, well, it could be a dot on a piece of paper that means something to you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so my work has evolved from there, you know, that was like year one. and so I do a lot of archetype work. I do a lot of retreats. I do a lot of, I wrote a book here.
I was wondering which one it was, and I was looking at
the book. Like, I'm in these books, but I wrote this book.
Put it up real close for us.
Divorce Well and Thrive, Your Guide to Being Your Best Self Under the Worst Circumstances.
Wow.
The second edition is coming out this summer, and I'm so excited. I will be bringing it to the Emmy's gifting suite that Heather Mariana.
Congratulations. Yes. Shout out to Miss Heather Mariana. Yes. Wonderful.
Yes, yay. And I think what's important about this book, even though it's a guide for how to do something in a healthy way that's really, really hard.
Is it unnatural? Could some of us even think it's unnatural to do?
To divorce? Yeah. So it's really moving so many constructs, right? Like whether it's that somebody doesn't think one should divorce, or it's like, so for example, can I give you an example?
Please do. Let's go. We love an example.
So when my former husband and I, who by the way, endorsed the book,
the divorce, well done. PWD.
We had a separation party.
Oh,
together. And we
had it.
So that's the first like crazy thing, right? But we had it because two reasons. One reason, which was we both wanted to be able to write our own story.
Yeah.
When people talk about divorce, the air gets sucked out of the room. Everybody's like, oh my God, this is like bad. Oh, I hope it's okay to say that. Oh my gosh.
You can say anything. We're an irreverent show. You can curse. You can not curse. We love you. How you come.
People thought it was a joke. People didn't believe it because the concept of having a divorce where you could actually do something that said, hey, you know, we're transforming our family. We're not at war. We want our child to be supported by the community, not ask silly questions.
You don't want to have to divide friends. We love you all.
Exactly. And we said, you know, this is to show you we can be at the same parties. If you want to invite us, it's up to you, you know, but we're good. And we want that for our kid. And we want that because people need to understand no matter what the relationship, no matter what, anything, they write their own story and they have choices. And people forget that they have choices, even about how they feel.
That's absolutely right. And I love that. No one can make you feel anything. You choose to feel it or you choose to take it on.
Right.
And we have to reverse that. I love that you're saying this. Way to take the conscious uncoupling to another level, Miss Liz. I don't even know.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the reason I wrote the book is about something you said just a minute ago, which is, you know, that people couldn't conceive of it or don't want to, you know, think it would be bad, right? Yeah. But when we did the party, what I learned was that all these friends of mine were in trauma.
Yeah.
They were in trauma about their parents' divorce. They were trauma about their grandparents' divorce. They were in trauma about their divorce. And I thought, oh my, like people need to understand that it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way in all kinds of situations. And so in this book, it teaches my very special quantum presence technique.
Good. Let's talk about that. We love quantum physics on the show.
Right. So very, very important. So I believe that we walk around, all of us, me, you know, here I am, me included. We walk around.
Do you have your helmet? Liz, do you have your helmet on?
We walk around thinking that we're present. Like we go, oh yeah, I do mindfulness meditation or I'm being mindful or I'm really here. But like we could be having this conversation or we could be at lunch and one of us could be thinking about the last conversation we had. So we're not present. Or we could be thinking about our shopping list Ooh. Or, oh, what we have to do next. Just right. Things where we're like this.
That's the one. That's the one right there. That what do I have to do next? And you get pieces of it. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah. That's and true. So what I do in my practice, both my clinical practice and my coaching practice, is I teach people how to actually show up in their bodies, because the body is the doorway. If you're not in your body, you're not going to be present. You're going to be up here thinking, planning, doing. You're half there. Like people say, oh, well, but I'm multitasking. Well, the brain cannot actually, I mean, we all do it. We're all doing 3 million things, but really our brains can do one thing really well.
Let's pause you there.
Yeah.
What does it feel and look like in your experience, and what percentage of people you've come across have actually really been present? Is there a feeling of in your body when someone's
present? Oh yeah. I mean, I'm an energy worker also. And yes, it's very clear. If somebody, well, you can tell even without being an energy person, you know, if somebody's really there with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows.
It's that feeling of I'm being heard, or that person's really here with me, or they're paying attention to what we're doing, or like that kind of concrete stuff.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that with my technique, which is really bringing people into the body, connecting to the heart, understanding the energy around them, understanding the energy in them. There's a whole bunch of steps, but it's very, very simple.
This is really, really great. And
simple. I know that people can do it.
Yeah. Oh, beyond.
Because as soon as they learn it, and if they practice, it's a whole other conversation.
Now, are you prepared for the third book that's gonna? Because now you're kind of challenging folks to step into their. You know, there's gonna be a third book, right? Like, there's
okay. So yeah, so
all out.
So, okay. Yeah. So I have an idea.
Okay.
So I started an institute called Enlightened Communication Institute.
Okay.
And I have a course called Enlightened Communication Through Luminous Living, and it's all about self-talk. And how to get into your core presence, like your spiritual energetic core presence, and how to actually have conversations with yourself so that you are running the show, not an emotion that you had in the moment running the show. Right? It's such a fun course.
I think I'm going to sign up, you guys. I need Liz.
I would love you to be in the, I did it in person all the time, and now I'm doing it online, and I'd love you to be in the beta.
You can test me, girl. I'm like the mice in the lab. I got all kinds of fun stuff to throw at your case study.
Yeah. And it's all about archetypes. Like all of those voices are like the protector, the defender, the connector.
I'm open. Right? We're going to talk offline. Real quick, I'm going to ask you a question, and you don't have to have the answer now, but what's one characteristic, attribute, quality that you find folks don't know that they have that could really make this whole thing a lot easier?
Really great question.
Thank you. I've been to therapy. still going.
I think what people need to be saying to themselves and knowing, and so the phrase would be, I am enough. I am enough.
Whew.
Right? Chills, right?
It always goes back. Yeah.
I am enough.
I am enough. And we're running out of enough time, but
I'm going
to leave you on a cliffhanger because Ms. Liz Lerner is coming back. We're going to have her. I would love to see you on my 7-year anniversary show because I'll be around the vicinity for Ms. Heather's Emmys week. And hold up that book one more time, you guys. Yes, get this book, of course, on Amazon and where fine books are sold, Divorce Well and Thrive. I'm getting married on 11/11, so I don't need this book, but I do need to thrive, right?
I gotta tell you.
Tell me.
Read the book.
Okay.
Because it will tell you how not to get divorced.
Let's do that. Let's not get divorced. I didn't even think I was going to get married. I found someone crazy enough to hitch their crazy chain.
I think it's fabulous. I've got three people who are prenups, right? Before marriage, reading this book and going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I now know what to do, how to not get into those stupid little fights.
Oh yeah.
We all that communication.
It is. You know what, Liz? I really love, we're going to talk more. I think we could tap in, and I really want to go back into the quantum physics and all the things.
Quantum presence technique.
And the tapping, the sound. We can go there because I'm open. I'm a vessel. Thank you for shining your light on the show and giving folks some tools.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys. Get with Miss Liz Lerner. What we start up today, be well, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.